So I'm with Nigel Blackler, the Head of Strategy, Economy, Enterprise and Environment at Cornwall Council. And you've been talking to the Chamber of Commerce about many facets of travel in Cornwall, including the roads, the air, Isles of Scilly, Keys and things like that. But one of the things of interest to many business commuters is the sleeper service and the upgrade. We've already seen mock-ups of the carriages at an expo recently. Now we're looking at the inside of the carriages, and there's an urgent rush to get some of this done for a ministerial visit. Just tell us about this.
Well, the work is actually underway at the moment. We have carriages which are in the works at Wolverton near Milton Keynes. The carriages are completely stripped back and then they're refitted out with the new sleeper berths. That process is underway, and we're looking forward to having the first carriage into service for this summer. I'm very pleased that the Secretary of State for Transport will take time out of his busy schedule to ride down on the first service, and we'll be able to welcome him in Penzance.
One of the things is modernising these to make them into what people experience in hotels and have connectivity for laptops and phones and things like that. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, the whole aim of the service is effectively to build a high-quality hotel within a set of rail carriages. So not only will you have the upgraded sleeper berths with all those facilities that you've just highlighted, but we'll also have high-quality saloon carriages, which will allow business people not only to relax, but also to continue to have business meetings on board. And recognising that's an important environment where you can meet people, a lot of important business people use the sleeper service, and so creating an environment where people can continue to do business when they're travelling to and from Cornwall is really important to us.
Because you've had a lot of feedback, haven't you, from the business community on this service?
Indeed, we've taken that into account. We've talked to the existing users, and we've also involved the staff who operate the service in the design and some of the issues that they have with operating the service. And they're a very committed group of individuals. So they've been involved in the design of the berths, the design of the saloon carriage, and all those mock-ups that you saw at the Cornwall Expo earlier last year have been used to test out various things and get further input from the staff. And there's a very, very strong buy-in to the service and a great deal of loyalty to the customers who are regular users, and so wanting to get the service right. And they're really excited about this, and they can't wait to start operating the new service and offering the new product to the business community.
Just remind us, when's it start?
Well, the first carriage will come into operation in this summer. We'll then see a progressive rollout of the new carriages and the new saloon carriage throughout this year. And we're also starting work this year on the new first-class sleeper lounges, which will be provided at Penzance, Truro, and an upgraded facility at Paddington, so that you'll get a complete service, high-quality showers at all those locations, so that whichever direction you travel, you can get off the train, be refreshed, and ready for the business day.